Strangelets by Michelle Gagnon. Narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Part 1. Awakening. Chapter 1. Palo Alto, California, USA. Sophie Page felt herself getting closer. Every inhale drew further apart from the previous one, until there were measurable gaps between them. She could almost picture the breaths, strung like beads on a necklace, stretching off into the distance, growing more isolated from one another as they approached the horizon. Her heartbeat followed suit, slowing until she felt only an occasional tap against her ribcage. It was easier than she'd expected, letting go. Sophie was vaguely aware of her parents standing on either side of the hospital bed, gripping her hands tightly as if that alone could tether her to Earth. Her younger sister, Nora, sobbed quietly at the foot of the bed. The whisper of sneakers on linoleum came and went as nurses flitted around like moths, doing their best to be unobtrusive. They'd offered her a priest, but she'd turned them down. It seemed hypocritical when she hadn't been in a church in years. She'd allowed her parents to tuck Soup, the bedraggled stuffed cat she'd slept with as a child, in bed beside her. But they all knew that was more for their sakes than hers. Sophie drew a sudden, sharp breath. She hadn't known exactly what to expect. Over the past few months, as her inevitable demise approached, she'd developed a voracious appetite for stories of near-death experiences. Apparently, people saw everything from angels to a bright light to nothingness. Some were exotic. A Lakota chief claimed that he rose above the clouds and saw a circular hoop surrounding the world, its edges vanishing into infinity. Others were more mundane, like the Calcutta man who found himself in an office where a panel of faceless people berated him for showing up early, then sent him back to his body. Sophie figured she should have something to look forward to. Anything was preferable to her present. Endless rounds of chemotherapy, and countless awkward discussions with doctors who tried to explain why her lymphoma wasn't responding to treatment. A steady stream of hospital beds until she finally landed in this one, in the hospice. Would she see anything at all? The secrets of the universe revealed? A strange bureaucracy? Or just a blinding flash?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?